We are on Daf Hey Amud Beis. Let us just start from a little before the middle of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shvu Zu Takonos Chachamim Shelo Yehi Kol Echad VeEchad Oilech VeToikev VeTalisei Shel Chaveiroi VeOimer Shelihu. Chazal made a takonim that one should swear by Mekechem Emke, by Metziyem, Shelo Yehi Kol Echad VeEchad Oilech VeToikev VeTalisei Shel Chaveir VeOimer Shelihu. So the Gemara asks, if that is the chash, the name of Migu the Choshet, Amamoyne Choshet, Nami Ashvuoso. If you're afraid a person might be Toikef Atalis, this person is Choshet Ligzeum, so he's also Choshet Lishova Bishekel. So what did you accomplish with being Misaken Ashvua? So the Gemara answered, "Lo emrine migul de choshed amameina choshed hashvua." So we don't say that a person, even though he's choshed ligzel, he'll be matal hashvua, he'll be perish. The iloi teima hochi. If you won't say like this, I do omar rachmon amay de mitzvah ataina yeshova. Neima migul de choshed amameina choshed hashvua. As every Maida b'mitzvah, you do not believe him on that chelek that he is kaifel. So let us say that since, so what is the accomplishment of a shvuim? If you choshed him that the kvir is a false kvir, so let us say, migu de choshed amamayna choshed ha-shvuoso. So the Gemara answers, no, by a Maida b'mitzvah, he is not choshed amamayna. Hosam ishtamuti kom ishtamut like the rabbi. There he does not intend be'etzem not to give back the money. He eventually, he has an intent to pay back. At the present time, he's stalling for time. And that is why he's kaifer And the chelek hakvira, because he's stalling for time, but he's not choshed amamayne. So therefore, you'll be matal ashvuim, so zicha be perish. Teida, I'll prove to you that by halvo, that he's not choshed amamayne, the omar rav idi barovin omar rav chizde, hakoifer bemilve koshel eides. The Pikotin Posolaitis. If a person was Kaifa Bimildabe, he's a Kaifa Hakil. He said he never borrowed any money. And then to Adam come and said he's Icha borrowed, he's Kosholaitis. So by Milva we say the reason he's being Kaifa is he's stalling for time. But he doesn't really have an intent not to pay. So that's why he's Kosholaitis. Bepikodin posoleidis. Akaifa bepikodin is posoleidis. Let us just see the Rashi on this halacha. The Omar Ravidi Barovin. Hakaifa bemilve shabu eidim versiku bekafro. Shehidu shu chayvle. He said he never borrowed any money. Is kosheleidis. He's kosher ladies. You can use this person for an aid. Alma lav daite lemigzale. So you see clearly he doesn't have an intent to steal. Because if he has an intent to steal, the name Altoshis eight chomos. Someone who wants to steal is posoladis. Ela lishtamuti of it. That what he was kaifa b'milve, he's stalling for time. Bipikodin, posoleidis, the mai ishtamuti ika. Why is he mishtamut over here? Are loinitain lohitzo. He had no right to use it. Ubeenhu, and it's be'en. Vim ovad, and if it got lost, Yitain Sha'ovad V'yiftach. So it seems from Rashi we are speaking about Shema Chinam. So why is he saying Lahadam? Why is he saying Lahadam? Let him say it was Ovad. And it'll also be potter to pay. So Koch, if he says Lahadam, he taka means he has no intent to return it. He wants to steal it. So the Oitza Mefoshi Talmud asks here Akasha. He says, it could be, it's Taka Ovat, Taka got lost. But if it's Taina Ovat, we'll have to swear Shvuas Hashemrim. Have to swear. If he says La Adam, he's a Kaifa Hakel. He doesn't have to swear. I mean, we're saying, a Kaifa Bepekodin Posel Eidus. We pass into Eidus because he has no reason to be Kaifa. He has no reason to be Kaifa. Sure, he has a reason to be Kaifa. He doesn't want to swear. That's why he said, Ladam. I don't want to go into the Cheshbin, but Oitza Mefoshi Talmud says as follows. Shitas Rashi in Mesechtas Baba Kame is according to the Mandayoma that a Kaifa Hakel is Potter Lishova is Dafke by Milve. Because ein odom meyes b'nei bal chayvay, he did him a favor, so a person wouldn't have the chutzpah to say he never borrowed from him. But by pekodin, Rashi Shita is that he's meyes. He never did me a favor, so a kaifa hakel is also chayiv a shvur, according to one man the yom, not according to Rami Bachomet. According to the Manti Omer that says, Erev Parshi Shonu Kan, that the Parsha of Moide B'Mitzis was said by Halvor. So according to that Manti Omer, by Milve, Akaifa Hakel is Potter. Because in order Meis Pnei Bal Choyvai, I have a Raya, he's telling the truth, because in order Meis Pnei Bal Choyvai. But by Pekodin, a kaifa hakel is chayiv to swear. This is Shitas Rashi. So memele, so the Oitza Mefoshi Talmud says, so Rashi is moiridik. Why did he say lahadam? When he says lahadam, he has to swear also. When he says lahadam, he has to swear. So why did he say lahadam, which is a chutzpah, yena is makir b'shikroi, let him say Ovat. I mean, he's not gaining anything for saying Lahadam. But Lahadam is showing that he has no intent of paying it back. He's a kaifa b'pekodin. That means he's saying a lie. He'll have to swear for this lie. The lie is a very uncomfortable lie because yen is makir b'shikrei, and he still says it. So he means business. He means taka. He has no intent of giving it back. That's what Rashi say. V'imovad, if it got lost, some Rashi speaking about Hashem Mechinam, yitain she'ovad v'yifta. Why didn't he say a good lie? Ovad. Why didn't he say ovad? If it's taka ovad. If it's taka ovad, the shvu has to swear side by side. And to be potter for a moment, if he says over, he'll also be potter. So why did he say ladam? So it's a raya, he means to be a kaifa b'pekod. So b'kitzer, we have over here so far, that a kaifa b'milve is ishtemutika mishtamet, and a kaifa b'pekodin is posaleidis. Kaifa b'kodin is taka posel eidus because he has no intent to, he has no reason to be mishtamet by tining l'adam, so he's not kaposaleidus. We don't have any posik that, I mean, if you're choshda, meina choshda shvuasa, maybe he doesn't swear. But al kaponim, Rashi is just saying that from the tainis ovad, he could have said tainis ovad, and if he said ladam, we see taki means to be a kaifa. Allahode tani rami barchome. So now the Gemara asks, Rami Bachoma holds that Avodah B'Mitzvahs by Halvot does not swear. The whole case of Avodah B'Mitzvahs is speaking about a Shema, and the Shema had three pores. One pore is Maide, one pore is Kaifer, and one pore says Netzu. That is the case of Avodah B'Mitzvahs. That is the case of Shavuos HaShomrei. There's three poros. The Tani Rami Bachome, Avo Shomrim Tzrichin Kvira B'Mitzvahs Vaido B'Mitzvahs. The case of Shavuos HaShomrei is speaking about three poros. He was made in one pore. He was kaif in the second pore. He said L'Adam. And the third pore, he says Nenzo. Shemechinam Ba'ashoyil noisei socha ba'asoycha. So the Gemara asks, Neima migo de choshit amamayne choshit ashvu osa. Now let us appreciate the kasha. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi v'leima migo de choshit amamayne. So there's three pores. One pore is moide, one pore says la'adam, and the third pore says netz. So the Gemara's kasha was Dahu da Omar Lehoyu Tvori Meyoilom Kaifa Bepikodn Hu. The second part that he says Ladam is a Kaifa Bepikodn. Veleko Lemeima Mishtamit. We can't say Mishtamit. We'll see why soon. Choshid Nami Ashvua Didei. So this Shvua of Ladam, he should not be able to swear. So Rashi says like this, the bish loima ashvuah shomrim, dahu dekatoin nenso, dechai ve'rachmona shvuah ikele meima lechoshed amamoyne. There it could be lechoshed amamoyne. Elo shema posha bishmiroso. Maybe he was pesheya bishmira. V'chayim l'shalim einzel. And he's chayiv to pay for the onset. He was a pesheya. Visov, and he holds adahav lizuzi aparanile. And he holds that taki eventually I will pay. Ali de kvirim. Avadai kaifa bepikodin hu. In the Ramban is geiris imishaka. If he's saying a shaka zicha kaifa pikodin. Behechi mashbinin lay alone. So how does he swear on the second pore? Now let me elaborate a little. The Ramban explains pshat in this Rashi. According to Rami Bachome, the parsha of Shomrim is speaking about three pores. And the first pore is Moide. I owe you. The second pore is Kaifa. You never gave me a pore. The third pore, he says, Netzo. He has to swear on the third pore and on the second pore. Now, so Rashi explains like this. Rashi explains, on the third pore, he says, Netzu. I don't believe him. Why don't I believe him? Could be he was a pesheya. Could be it's his fault. Could be he has to pay. But why doesn't he say it was a pesheya? Why didn't he say the truth? He doesn't have money. So he says, Netzu. I don't owe you anything. But this person is not choshed amamayne. This person is stalling for time. Because he doesn't want to tell the truth, I was a pesheya. So he says, Nenso. And so the Torah said, don't believe him, let him swear. Okay? So Gvaldik, he has to swear. As for Shalom, he won't swear false. Because this person is an Elohim Yid. He has no intent of stealing. He just has an intent of stalling, but if you'll tell him to swear, he won't swear false. So on the third part of that, he says, Nensu, which we're choshed that maybe he really was a pesheya, you just tell him to swear, and you'll see wonders will change his tone, and he'll say, yeah, I owe you the money, finish, he won't swear false, because he's not choshed on my mind. Now, the second part, he said, Lahadam, you never gave me a second part. Now, let's think for 1 minute. What's with the second part? The donor says, I gave you a part. He says, no, he never gave me a second part. Now, if the second part also, he was Peshaya, let's say he was Peshaya with the second part also, so he should have said the same lie he said on the third part, he should say on the second part. He should say both of them were Nensu. He was a Peshaya on both. Both of them were Nensu. Nensu is a nice lie, because Nensu, the Bailam, is not Makir B'Shikhoi. So Memeli tells him Nensu. So it's a nice lie to say if you want to say a lie. He's not Choshed Amamayne. Then we'll tell him to swear, and he says, no, he won't swear false. Why did he say Lahadam on the second part? Lahadam is a Meidike Chutzpah. And he knows he's a liar. Why did he say Lahadam? So the reason he said Lahadam, because he has no intent. The third part of that, for some reason, he wants to pay up for the third part. He's saying Nensu, because at the present time he doesn't have enough money to pay up. So he says Nensu, he's not Choshed Amamayne, it's the Shtemuti Kamishtat, that you'll make him swear. You'll see wonders, he won't swear false. But the second part, the Torah says he has to swear on the Lahadam, he's saying Ladam. If this person wants to be Mishtamet, he should have said a better lie. He should have said a lie which wouldn't be so embarrassing. If he says Lahadam, he means Lahadam. So this person is an intent, I'm choshet him, if I tell him to swear, I'm choshet him, he wants to steal the second part. He says Lahadam. So what did we accomplish by making him swear? So we see from this, Choshed Amamayne, Loi Choshed Ashvuos. We see that, because we Choshed Ashvuos. So what did you accomplish by, here you can't say Shtemutikom Mishtamet, since he said Lahadam and he didn't say Nens. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, Hosam nami ishtemuti komishtamit, sova mashkachno leganev utefisnale. He holds, I'm gonna find the ganev, and then I'll get a hold of the pora. Inami mashkachnale baagam umaisinale. So what does the Gemara say? What does Rashi say? Hosam nami ishtemuti mishtamet. Sha'avdo mimenu, he lost it. V'sova mashkachna legana. Now, we have to understand what happened over here. From Rashi, it seems we are speaking about a shomer socha. And it got lost. He doesn't want to say it got lost. Because if it got lost, no sapei. Yeah, shomer socha. No. So he's going to say lahadam. He's going to say Ladam, fine, but he doesn't have any intent of stealing it. He needs time. He's going to look for it. He's going to search for the Ganef. He's going to search in the Agam to find it if it got lost. But Ishtemuti kam Ishtamit. So now, Kan Shayla Ben, if that is his intent, so why do you say Ladam? He should have said the same thing. He should have said Nensu. He should have said Nensu. I mean, that was the whole riot that Ramban explained. He should have said Nensu. Why didn't he say Nensu? He said Ladam. So the Ramban Amor Dikazach. The third one is Taka dead. The third one is dead. The third animal is dead. The Shaila is it his Pshiye or is it Taka Nensu? So it's Taka his Pshiye. Now, so to say it's my pshiya, he doesn't want to say that because those bezels say pay. He doesn't have money to pay now. So he says, nan, so it's that. So fine. So this person is stalling for time. He has an intent eventually to pay when he'll get money. So mamela is not choshed amamayne. So mamela, so we tell him to swear. Now, the second paro is not there. It got stolen. It got lost. Now, if he's going to say nensu, he has an intent, he wants to find it eventually. So he's going to say nensu, it's dead. And then later, after searching for the pore, he's going to come back, chiyus hameisim, was dead. He told that he said his bezna was dead, now he's going to come back. He knows it was stolen. Or got lost. He's going to bring it back. He has an intent to bring it back. He's chayiv. He has an intent to bring it back. Just stalling for time. So he can't say it's dead. He can't say it. So what does he say? Ladam. You never gave it to me. So no ladam. But if he has an intent to pay it back, so what's going to happen? So the Rishash, he's going to say ladam. You never gave it to me. He's going to look for the dos. He's going to look, and he's going to find the ganav, he's going to find the behemoth, he's going to come back. He says, I want to show you who I am. The second pore, you never gave me. But I found the ganav that has your pore, and I'm giving it back to you. So this is murdering. So he's saving face, he has nothing to be ashamed of, And he doesn't have bad intentions, so that's what the Gemara says. So when he says La Adam, because his hands are tied, he can't say Nansu, because it's a lie, and he wants to bring it back, he wants to look for it. He can't say it got lost, because if it's alive, so where is it? So it got lost, so Mimele, so then there's a kasha, so pay for it, you're Hashem Yisocho. So he had to say La Adam, and he's going to return, so that's what the Rishash is, he's going to return the lady, he's going to tell him, you lost it to dust, and I found it for you in here, and you insulted me and everything, but I'm a gutter, I saw your pora, I returned it to you. So Memele, that's Pshat in the Gemara, so he's not Choshed Amamayna. Now, L'davoini, I have a big problem. This works beautiful by Hashem Asocha. Hashem Asocha, it got lost. It got lost, and so Mamela, he can't say it got lost, because he'll have to pay. He can't say it's dead, because it's not that. He wants to return it. So he had to say La'adam, but it's Shvuti Gamashtam. But this din of Shalei Shvuish is by Hashem Mechinam, by Hashem Mesachah, by Hashem, it's by all of them. Now, by Hashem Mechinam, how does it work? By Hashem Mechinam, so, Monavshech, what happened? It got lost? Say Nevad. Why did you say La'adam? If it got lost, so say Nevad. He was a Peisheya. Say Nevad. Just like on the third poem. Just like on the third pori, you said Nevad, or Nensu Rashi said, so Fakert, if you're a Shem Achinam, and if it was Nevad, you're Potter. So say Nevad. Why did you say Ladam? I don't understand. I mean, Rashi is explaining the Gemara beautifully by a Shem Asocha, and that he couldn't, a Shem Asocha could not say Nensu, because Shem Yisocha cannot say Nensu because he intends to return it. Say here to say La'adam. But Hashem Achinam, why didn't he say Nevad? Why didn't he say Nevad? Why didn't he say Nignav? If that's the case. So if he said La'adam, so Al-Kochach, he has no intent to, he was a Peshaya, say Nevad. Just like he said on the third one, say in the second one, Nevad. So Al-Kochach Itake means to be Kaifa. So L'davoini, I don't understand how we learn by Hashem Mechinam. So the Gemara says, Yehochi, so Al Kaponim, it came out now, that a person could be a kaifa b'pikodin, he can say la adam, and he has no intent to keep the pikodin. The reason he's saying la adam is because it got lost, and he can't say it got lost because then Bezel will be mechayvim to pay. So he says la adam, but he has an intent eventually to look for it. So the Gemara asks, "Yehochi akayfa bepekodin amai posaleidis." So why is there such a law? Akayfa bepekodin amai posaleidis. Name is the muti kamishtamit. So just like you said, you give him a shvua because this person only has an intent to stall, not to be kayfa, and that's why you give him a shvua. So why is he posaleidis? Yehochi akayfa bepekodin amai posaleidis. Name is the muti kamishtamet. He's stalling for time. Sava ad bechashna mashkachna le. I'm going to search when I'm going to find it. He just said a moyudik echeshbin. So the Gemara says you're 100% right. Ki yomrine na kayfa pekodin posaleides ke goin da osu sadu vahas idu beide ishaite isay le pekodin bebeisei vabe yoda. Inami dava noked lebiyodi. So the Gemara says, "Einoch anami." Every kaifa bepekodin, there's no, he's not posoleidis. He's kosheleidis. Could be shtamuti kamishtamet. He says ladam. He can't say the truth that it got lost because he'll be chayiv to pay. So memele. So he says ladam, but he's taka kosheleidis. I say it's kosheleidis. The case of a kaifa bepekodin that is posoleidis is speaking about that Edim came and they said, and this pekodin that is kaifa, we saw it in his house, or he's holding it, and he says, this is mine. So memele, this person is a kaifa pekodin. This person is a gazlan. There's no shayla about it. It's not ishtimut. But any other case, you're 100% right. He can say la adam, but he means, give me time and I'll find it. So that's the Gemara Taka says like that. That means when he was kaifa, Edim said Edis was by him. So we see clearly he wants to be kaifa b'pikot. Now we're going to hear from you how you say this to Ketosfes. The choshed amamoyne loy choshed ashvuos. So Rabbi Yochanan said, a person who's choshed to steal will not swear false. Nire the hainu time, what is the reason that a person is choshed to steal but he won't swear false? Mishum de shvua chamure. Shvua is a very chomodik avere, kedeise biyume bishvuis, sha'oilom nizdaze aloisisa. When the Rabbeinu Shalom said loisisa shem eshav, the whole world trembled. This is a shreklech avere. It's not like all other averes. It's a very chomodik avere. So memele, when it comes to gzeile, no, a person will be over gzeile. It's not so chomobe. When it comes to shvua, we'll never swear false because shvua is, in the eyes of everyone, is a very chomodik avei. Ve'im taima, faktaisvis amoyre de kekashe. Fine. So you're just telling me guidelines that a person is not scared about gzeile. Gzeile, no. Aber shvua is a pachad. A person won't swear false. Im kain amai gazlin posel l'shvuim da omar shekhanegdai nishba benoit. But this is a merdik akash. We had the Gemara before. The Gemara says a gazlin can't swear. Because when we connecta nishba benoit, a gazlin can't swear. For this is, why can't a gazlin swear? You're just telling me now. A shvua, a person is scared to make a shvua shav. So memela, so why can't a gazlan swear? Because he stole? That's the Yisrael's kasha. Bi'eshloima, the gazlan loiposel l'shvua elo midarabonon, ule'edis u'deposel midiraise mishum altoshes roshe eid. Now, I'd like to say, Pshat in the Stoisvus, in Chedusha Rab Ruven, he says Pshat in the Stoisvus, and I'd like to perhaps elaborate a little on what he says, Pshat in the Stoisvus. Rab Ruven says as follows. It says in the Posik, Al Toshes Roshe Eid, you're not allowed to, a Roshe is Posel Eid. A Roshe could be, he's Oichel Nevelis Lahaches. He's a Roshe, he does have Eiris. A Roshe is Posel Eid. Why is a Roshe Posel Eid? So Rav Ruven says, the reason a Roshe is Posel Eid is because even though in Hilchis Isurim, the din is achoshud ledobar echad ein echoshud ledobar achad. And Hilchis Isurim is like this. Let's say I know a person who's choshud on Gilei Arayis. He's choshud on Gilei Arayis. I come and ask him, is this meat kosher? He cooked a piece of meat. He says, the meat is kosher. The din is I'm allowed to eat the meat. He's choshed on Gilei Arayis. What does Gilei Arayis have a shaychus with meat? And Gilei Arayis is about Ivan. The meat with a choshud ledova echod eini choshud ledova racha. So that in Hilchis Isurim, in Hilchis Nemonas, the halach is I'm allowed to rely on him. That's a din. Zogt Rab Ruven, that is dafke by Isurim, that a nemonis is sufficient, and that's called, since he's not choshud on the velos and treifes, so I can rely on him. By edis, a pish naim edim yokum dobo, the Torah was soimach an edim for to kill someone, to be mitzi moment, there the Torah wanted a person who's a kosher gomu. If this person is a roshe, so that means even though halachically he's not choshud in this, but in edis we need a person, an elach yid, to rely on him. And if he's not elach, we will not rely on him when it comes to edis. So be'etzim, when it comes to edis, is a chash meshaker. The Torah pasul the roshe. The Torah passed the Rosh, not because he's choshed on this. We don't rely on a Rosh when it comes to Eidus. That's the Gilui Yalko. Al Toshes Rosh Eid. Don't use a Rosh of Eidus. To be an Eid, which is, a very chomodic azach, the person has to be an Elohid. If he's not an Elohid, we will not rely on him. That's Absul and Hilchas Eidus. So, the Etzem, so Tosfos is saying as follows. A gazlan is posel edis, because by edis you need a bir gomel, and a gazlan is not capable of being mevara. That's by a gazlan. So by the bir of edis, by shvue, even a gazlan is, that means, so when it comes to Shvue, a gazlan, you can be sure, a gazlan won't swear false. A megala arayis won't swear false. This is something that's, so be'emison, when it comes to Shvue, you could give a megala arayis, a roshe, a gazlan, you can give him to swear. That's, minatayr, you can give him to swear, because the birur of Shvua I will have, if he's holding a Sefer Torah and he's saying, B'shem Hashem, this and this, I can rely on this 100%, even though he's not from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim and far from it, but Al Kaponim, I can rely on it. The Rabbanon said, there's a Merdeka Loshen of Tosfos Masechtas Gittin, that Tosfos says, since he's postulated, it's a Gnai Lahashbiyoi. Midarabona didn't want him to swear. That means, Midarabonon, that means, if you don't trust him for Eidus, you don't trust him, Taka. There's a chash. To give him a Sefer Torah to swear, I have a cheshben, yeah, that, Mr. Midah. he won't swear false. But Midarabonan, they didn't want him to swear. That means a person already who there's pikpukim on his trust. So Minatayra, you can rely on him. But Midarabonan, they didn't want to give him a shvur. So that is pshat. Kol apostle la'idis posel shvur means Midarabonan is posel. So let us again see the Lashon from Tosfos. So Tosfos says, "Am I gazlan posel shvur dama sheknek de nishba v'noita?" Tosfos said before, the reason choshnem amoyin is like choshed ashvuasa, the reason is because zeilus zeila, but shvur never swear for us. So Tosfos says, "Im kein am I gazlan posel shvur?" So Tosfos says, "You're right. The gazlan posel shvur el midarabonon." Leidus und der Posse mit der Reise mit dem Altosches Roche Eid, bei Eidus ist, bei Eidus Tage, since he's not an Elche Yid, we don't trust him for Eidus, but for Shvur, maybe not Tere, we have to trust him. But they didn't want to trust him in the Rabbonim, because since he's since this big Pukim on his trust, they didn't want to give him a Shvur in the Rabbonim, even though in the Tere, there's no problem. That is the first mahalach in Tosfos. Now Tosfos says a second mahalach. V'yesh mefoshim mishum arav b'shem arav Yehuda choset. A different teretz. Hod choset amamayne koshel shvua mishum deshem aide shvua yifroish migezel. Avol gazlon vaday kamoyshe mimamayne neipayrish. Hu adin mishvua. Now, this is a moiridike teretz, and the Ramban explains this teretz. The teretz is as follows. Choshid amo moine loy choshid ashvuosa means as follows. A person wants to steal. He's choshid, he wants to steal. The lav of loy sigzoil is not enough of a hurdle to prevent him from stealing. He wants to steal. I'm going to put another, I'm going to say, you'll have to swear. You have to swear. Now he starts thinking, two averes, is a worthwhile the thing, leisigzel, leisishava. This will deter him from not wanting, that means there's a rotzen to steal, the leisigzel perhaps is not strong enough to hold them back from stealing, but if you'll tell them you'll have to swear also, he'll think twice. Two averes, like six and like six shava. That's tach. Choshid amamayna loy choshid ashvuaz. If you're going to tell him, he has to swear also. That's going to deter him, and he won't steal, and he won't swear false, because now the price he has to pay is too strong. That is if a person as yet did not steal. He wants to steal. So making a chiyuv shvua will deter him that he won't steal. A person who stole already, a person he stole $1,000, he's a gazlan, he stole, finished. Toma taine the isura, he stole already, finished. Now he's a gazlan. Now there's a new din teire that, he wants to steal another $500. There's a din teire now. This he stole already. This we caught him. He stole, finished. Now he wants to steal another $500. So we'll tell him, swear. So he said, "Uy, Ivey, I meant that there's two averes, steal, I have to swear false." So, but then, that's the first machshava. But then the second machshava is, listen, if I won't steal, I'll still burn in Gehenna from the first $1,000 that I stole. That means a person will not do tshuva lachatzoin. Amir deke Ramban, I'd like to say over the Lashon Ramban, the Ramban says as follows, the psychology of a person. Ramban says, Ramban says as follows. Gazlan
שגוזל גזלה פעם אחת, הסתובב על צברי, ועכשיו נסחייב שבועה, אם מייסם לא יעשה שבועה, מבני שכיוון שכבר גוזל פעם אחת, הסתובב על צברי, ועכשיו אונו חוששים שמו הוא שיינה בו, now he wants to steal again, he stole once, he got money from it, ונאסס לא כהתר, now it's כיוון בובו ושון, ונאסס בו כהתר, so the very very is not too common. אם משום שבועה לא ימימנה, the שבועה will not hold them back. שרי בשביל חיימר שבועה זו, because of this שבועה, לא יחזר מומן הגזל הראשי. That means because of this שבועה, he's not going to change his lifestyle. He stole $1,000, he's very happy with these $1,000, he has no intent to do tshuva on that $1,000. So Mamela, he's a gazlan. He knows he's a gazlan. He'll burn again. He'll burn again. I mean, that's already, that's a lifestyle he had chosen. So Mamela, so now you're going to tell him to swear. So if I won't swear, so means I'll lose this money, but, I mean, I'm not interested in returning the $1,000. That's for sure. So he says, משום שבוע למימנה, שבשביל חוי משבוע זו, לא יחזר מומן הגזל הראשון, because of this שבוע, I won't go and do an about face and return the first money. וכשם שלא יושב הגזל הראשון, לא ימנה מגזל זה, ולא יעשה תשובה לחצוין. Finished. I'm a gazlan. I have no intent to change my lifestyle. The שבוע will not force me to return this $1,000. I'm a gazlan. So I'll steal and I'll swear false also. Avo ze shaloi gozol pam acheres. A person that never stole. He's attempting, now he's trying to steal. Avo ze shaloi gozol pam acheres. O sha'achshav onu choyshishin. Shema koifu bubomnu. Maybe now he wants to steal. If you'll tell me, listen, you'll have to swear. Now, we're making it difficult for him to steal. So that, okay, it's not worth the daisy. I will keep in the time of the show, but a person who was a gazlan already, he stole. He stole and he's not up to doing tshuva on that. This person will swear false also. That means a person, so shvu is only a deterrent on a person who as yet did not steal and has an intent to steal, so a shvu could be a deterrent. So it's worthwhile to give him a shvu. We might be successful. What are you accomplishing? I'm accomplishing something. By giving him another deterrent, it could be he won't swear and they'll, but if a person who stole already, And Tom time of the Yisura and Pokab of Mamayna, and he has no tribulations on what he did till now. It's finished. I stole him. He's not mischarat over it. So Mamayla now he wants to steal again. So Mamayla, it's all steal and swear. It's no problem. So that is Pshat. Now let us see again. This is Pshat and Rabbi Yudah Chosid. Yes, Mephoshim Mishem Rabbi Yudah Chosid. Hod the Choshim Mayna Koshel Shvua. Mishum the Shema Yedei Shvua Yifresh Migezel. That means Yechoshli wants to steal. You'll give him another deterrent, so he won't steal. Avol Gazlan Vadai. But if he stole once, Kaboishem Imomen Eini Perish. From this moment that he stole, he's not perish. He's not up to doing tshuva who had in Mishvua. So that's why a Gazlan. So according to Rabbi Yudah Chosid, a Gazlan is possible a shvu min a teira, not like the first teres of Taisus. But the whole thing of Taisus is daza oilam, that's Taisus malach. Rabbi Yudah Chosid is a different malach. Not shvu is more chomo than gezel. Two is more chomo than one, and two is more chomo than one if you didn't do anything yet, so two can deter you that you won't do. But if a storm time of the Surah, Pokeba Mamayne, and he's not after doing tshuva on that, some Amela, he'll steal and he'll swear false. So it's possible the Shvu Minatay. Fine. Yeah. ולאי קושי מהוראי נסידו בידו אוכל תלתי מנהיו, עמי פוסו, דבהנך תרי צורך לשלם, ומאשר יפרש על ידי שבוע, פקטויסוס אמור דקי קשה, זה גמורה, וידה גמורה בהוראי. זה גמורה בהוראי, that this person, the Adam said, he ate two of the behemoths. He ate up two of the behemoths. So the Gemara said that he can't swear, he's a goslin. So Rabbi Yehuda Chosid is a merdeke kasha. And the two that he ate, he's going to have to pay. I mean, he was caught red-handed. Eidah said in Bezdin that he ate two behemoths. So on the two behemoths that he ate, he's going to pay. Now we're clearing, so that gezel is done and over with. He paid it already. That's going to be paid. Now the shailah, should he swear on the rest? So now it's like we're starting from scratch. That means he wants to steal the rest, and if you'll give him a shvuah, that'll deter him from wanting to steal the rest. So why does the Gemara say he can't swear? Because he's a goslin. The whole reason a goslin can't swear because of the shvu, he won't be purged from the Friedrich gezel. But if you caught him with the gzeile, and he will have to pay it back, so now he's goslin. So l'chayre, he should be able to swear. That's the Yisvus Kashu. ולאי קושי מהיראי דסידו בי דאוכל תלתי מנהי. עמי פוסל, דבהנך תרי דאוכל צורך לשל. These two that he ate, he's going to have to pay back. ומה השאר יפרוש על ידי שבוע. So he says, no. ומשהו משלם על ידי עדם, אין זה השווה מעל יד. על כוחי משלם. This person was torn at time of the Yisur. Crime pays, he's a goslin, he's not after doing tshuva. You caught him, you're going to take it away from him, you're going to force him to pay. Nebuchadnezzar. But he did not change his lifestyle. He still, this is not about tshuva. You forced him to pay. So you forced him to pay. But this person is not about tshuva. He's a goslin that tome time isura, and nothing will daunt him anymore. So if it's coming, you'll give him a shvua, he'll swear false also. Ein za shove mal yed al koche mishalem. Vayne nami time the kaifa be bekodn posleides. A kaifa bekodn is posleides. Why is he posleides? He's kai that Adam said he was a kaifa bekodn. We saw it by him, and he'll have to return it. So why is he posleides? Because even though he returned it, he didn't become a bal tshuva. Something that someone is forced to do, so he's doing it gruntingly, but he didn't change his whole ashkofe. He's still a goslin, and some amel at time of the Yisurah. By such a person, a shvua will never deter him from not continuing to do avedas. Ahi shated the isa bevese. So was bevese, some amel, he's a goslin. Like a sin in the ishtabe. We're not saying when he swore was by him. The yikes hadi the nishba l'sheker. בבל ונמי פוסל, חימש ובגויסל קאמה, דמיירי בלוי שבוע. That means the difference between a kaifa בפיקודן and a kaifa במלווה is without a שבוע. So we say a kaifa במלווה does not have an intent to steal, he only has an intent to stall, some amela, so he's kosher ladies. But if lemaise, he swore that he didn't borrow, so then he swore shvur shekas, he's a osher. That person is posel leidis. Afilu is a kaifa lemilvah.